Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3155B, and today's date is September 4th, 2023, and the title of the episode is, This is a Movement That Cannot Be Stopped, Military Law versus Criminal Law, Eye for an Eye. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. Data breaches are skyrocketing. Recently, over 2.6 million users of the popular app Duolingo had their personal details exposed. This exposed information leads to targeted attacks that allow hackers to gain access to your bank accounts and more. These sites, known as data brokers, publicly list and even sell the information. It's time to take control. Virtual Shield's industry-leading technology continuously scans and erases your data from these brokers and search engines like Google and Bing, ensuring you stay invisible in a world where your privacy is constantly under attack. Built right here in the USA and trusted by hundreds of thousands of people every day, Virtual Shield is your guardian in today's digital age. And the best part, no technical knowledge is needed. Simply sign up and Virtual Shield will guide you through the entire process, ensuring your online safety with ease. Try it for free for 30 days, plus get 50% off all paid subscriptions. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. Act now and visit virtualshield.com/X22 or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, before I get started, I just want to remind everyone that there's 2 days left to get X22 merch, and all you need to do is go to x22store.com. That is x22store.com. That will bring you right to the store. We've added new products like sweatshirts, a challenge coin. We have hats. We have mugs. We have shirts. This is a limited time, limited run. So go over to x22store.com. And remember, there's only 2 days left to get the merch. So go over to x22store.com or you can come to the x22report.com site and you can click on the banner that's right on top that says Shop Now, and that will bring you right over to the store. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now completely and utterly controlled by the Patriots. And you can see that Trump, the Patriots, they are exposing everything to we the people. And I do believe that all of this has to do with the 2024 election. Everything that Trump and the Patriots have done from the very, very beginning, their entire plan was to have the people understand what the criminal syndicate was, understand what their system was, have them wake up, and then as soon as they're awake enough, they could see the crimes that they have committed, and Trump can introduce these crimes to the people. Now, remember, Trump, he attacks these people, but he doesn't go directly at them. He doesn't say, hey, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to go and file charges against you. I'm going to go and get you, and I'm going to show the treasonous acts that you've committed. If you notice the strategy right now, it's always the deep state coming after him. It's always the deep state making moves on him. And what he does, as they make the moves on him, he has to defend himself through all of this. So what the people of this country are seeing, and I'm talking about everyone, they're seeing the attacks on Trump, and as they continually attack him, he must defend himself. And in order to defend himself, he must do what? He must tell the truth. He must show documented evidence to actually defend everything that they're trying to do to him. And I do believe Trump has set this up so the people of this country can see it and understand it, especially those individuals that believe that he did all of this. You see, if it was the other way around and Trump said, all right, I'm coming in and I'm going to use the military. I'm going to overthrow the government there because I thought there was cheating. It would look like a military coup. If Trump decided to go and attack Biden, go attack Obama, go attack all these individuals and say, okay, I'm going to produce this information, it would look like a political attack. It would look like, holy crap, he's attacking his political opposition. This isn't right. This is not something you can do. Trump needed them to do it to him first. They made the first move. They attacked him. They attacked their political opposition. And they are now saying that he was involved in election fraud. He was involved in causing the insurrection. He was involved in the Presidential Records Act and the Espionage Act. He was involved in all these crimes. Now, think about what the people are seeing right now. Trump didn't do anything. He didn't attack his political opponent. He didn't make any moves on them. All the moves are being made on him. The optics are absolutely incredible. because even the D's are going to watch. Remember, can you imagine if Trump was making the moves against the deep state players? Do you think the CNN, you think MSNBC, you think all these different fake news outlets, you think they'd be reporting on it? Oh, Trump just releases a document, shows Biden was a criminal. He had 20 shell companies. Ooh, Trump released a document and shows that Obama was also involved in that and shows that they were selling uranium one to Russia and many other countries. Hillary Clinton, yes, he just released documents showing that her email server was real. How do you think that would play out? Do you think the entire country would hear about it? Do you think the people would say, holy crap, I can't believe we have all this evidence. Oh my God, Trump is reporting, he's releasing it, and now we can see it. Do you think CNN, MSNBC, and the rest, even Fox, do you think they'd be reporting on it? Or do you think they would just ignore it? Do you think the New York Times would report it? Or do you think they would just ignore it? Do you think any of the fake news outlets, do you think they would report on any of that? No, they wouldn't. So how does Trump convince the people? Remember, this is about convincing the American people and showing them the truth, showing them the documented evidence, and he needs a way to reach them. He needs a way to show them the crimes that Obama, Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, Soros, and the rest have committed. And the only way to do this is to have it all done to him first and then turn around and do it to them and actually defend himself. Remember, he's being attacked. He needs to defend himself, and he's going to prove that they're the criminals while the people are watching. Because remember, they're thinking they're going to see a completely different show. They think that all these charges are going to stick and Trump's going to go to prison. They believe that he did all of these things, but they're going to see something completely different. I mean, if you really think about it, Trump, the military, they set this up perfectly. And now the people are going to see the truth. And people are going to learn the difference between criminal law and military law, because they're going to realize that the FBI, Department of Justice, they're not going to do anything. This is treason at the highest level, which means the military is going to step in. And by Trump turning the tables on them, what is he actually doing? He's actually getting them. It's an eye for an eye. And he set out from the very beginning in 2016 to actually drain the swamp. Actually, it's not even a swamp. It's a criminal syndicate. He said he was going to do this, and this is how he planned to do it. Yes, it's taking a while. Yes, it's taking longer than a lot of people want it to take. But remember, you need to undo everything the deep state has done. You need to wake the people up very slowly because they just won't believe. And as he does this, one phase at a time, more and more people wake up. And I do believe the finale is the war. And I do believe there's going to be a lot of people waking up at that point. And people will know who the patriots are and who the traitors are. And I just want to begin with reading a post, because I think this goes with everything that we're seeing today. And I do believe with all these trials that are coming up in 2024, and 2024 is going to be a very interesting year, because we know that a lot of things are going to be happening. I do believe we're going to see everything happen at the same time. Remember, think about the 16-year plan. They were going to down the economy. They were going to bring us to war. And we're going to see all of these things. Plus, don't forget about the riots. So during this year, 2024, we're going to see probably the economy completely implode. We're going to see war build up, and we're going to see riots all happening at the same time. Why? Because they don't want Trump to be elected. Just like in 2020. What did you see during 2020? You saw COVID. You saw riots. Why? They didn't want Trump reelected. But they blew it. They fell right into his trap. They caused an insurrection, which activated the military, which means we're under military control, which means people are going to learn between what the difference between criminal and military law. But let me just read post 2096. This is September 5th, 2018. And up top it says, patriot, a person who loves, supports, and defends his or her country and its interests with devotion. A person who regards himself or herself as a defender, especially of individual rights, against presumed interference by the federal government. Traitor, a person who betrays another, a cause, or any trust. A person who commits treason by betraying his or her country. Down below, it says the following. Fellow patriots, what you're about to learn should not only scare you, but intensify your resolve to take back control of freedom. The information that will become public will further demonstrate the criminal and corrupt, pure evil abuse of power that the Hussein administration undertook in joint efforts with domestic and foreign dignitaries. The snowball has begun rolling. There is no stopping it now. D5. Stay the course, trust the plan. Protective measures are in place. Remain brave. We knew this day would come. United we stand, worldwide. Where we go on, we go all. We fight. Conspiracy no more. And like Devin Nunes says, like we've been saying, Obama now is on deck. All roads lead to Obama, which then leads to Soros and many, many others. But this is the beginning, and I do believe as we go down this path, they will remove Biden. Kamala Harris most likely will be the acting president, and then we'll see Michelle Obama enter the race, which then introduces Barack Obama. Remember, he knew everything that was going on. He understood exactly what Biden was doing when he was vice president. Remember, Obama continually says his administration is scandal-free. Think about what Biden has been doing this entire time. He has 20 shell companies. He's been laundering money. He's been working with foreign governments. His son was involved with everything, selling state secrets. So how is there no scandal? No, this is the biggest scandal that we've ever seen. Then take that and add on Hillary Clinton, add on Soros, add on the rest. You're going to see something that we've never seen before. We've seen Watergate. This is going to be 100 or 1,000 times worse than Watergate. And people are going to be shocked. And Trump, he needed to introduce this in a certain way. He needed to show the people who the traitors actually are without actually coming out and saying, I have all the information. Remember, all the information is declassified. It's just sitting there waiting. It's waiting for the deep state. It's waiting for the fake news to do what they do best, go after Trump. And this is exactly what he needed them to do because they already set the precedent for everything. You can attack a political opponent. You can charge him with all these things. Everything has already been completed. Trump now is going to show the world the truth, which means the deep state, they're going to fight back like we've never seen before. And we can see there are certain installed individuals that are completely breaking down. Their health is deteriorating, and it's happening right in front of our eyes at the exact moment when the deep state is completely losing its grip, or they already lost their grip because they're really not in control. The military is taking control, and they already know this, and we're starting to see their health start to break down. I do believe we're going to see Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton's health start to break down probably in the year of 2024. And we'll have to watch that very, very carefully. But we've seen Mitch McConnell, he freezes up when he's doing some type of televised speech or something like that. And this has happened multiple times already. I think it's the second time. And now the doctors have looked at him. Remember, he's 81 years old. The doctors have looked at him and said, okay, he's clear. He's good to go. But this is the second time that people have seen this already. Think about Dianne Feinstein. Think about the rest of the people. I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see a lot of these individuals come down with some type of illness. And I do believe as we go through the year 2024, we're going to see a lot more of this. But the thing that's very interesting is that we know Adam Schiff is running for the Senate right now. And the only way he can get in is if he's installed, but I don't think that's going to be possible this time around. I do believe this time the elections are not going to be able to be manipulated. So he's trying to push his entire campaign. Ultra Pepe Lives Matter put this out on Telegram, and it shows Adam Schiff with dogs, a lot of dogs. So it looks like there are dog comms right here, and it seems like something is going to happen because every time we see dogs, something happens. Actually, we had Scavino put out dog comms, which means there are certain individuals on deck. If they need some type of distraction, I'm talking about the deep state, they will use the funeral and the funeral will go for a long period of time. So once again, we have Dianne Feinstein, we have Mitch McConnell, we have Jimmy Carter, who's way up there in age, and there might be other people that I didn't mention, but something, it seems like it's about to happen, and they're saving this for the right moment to distract from everything that's going on. And if it's a president like Carter, well, this will take a couple of days, and this is all the fake news will report on. So let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very, very interesting. And as we go down this path, the people, they're going to learn all the crimes the deep state has committed. Now, what's very interesting, Trump was doing an interview with Tudor Dixon, and she asked him a question about Hillary Clinton. Now, Hillary Clinton is now on deck, just like Obama is on deck, because they're all part of the same criminal syndicate. And she asked him, you know, are you going to go after her once you get back into office? What are your plans? And he says, yeah, he's going to do it. Take a listen.
When you're back in office, will you go after Hillary Clinton for that fake dossier?
Well, that's the thing. They did. It was a fake dossier. Yeah, that's big. All of that stuff is now part of what's, you know, going on and what's being looked at. A fake dossier. Mm-hmm. It was paid for by the Democrat Party and Hillary. All of the stuff, it was fake. It's just fake. Everything. The current stuff is fake.
All fake, and yet we have some really real stuff about Hunter Biden.
Pretty terrible.
It's incredible.
So Trump, he's going to be going after all these people, but not in the way that everyone thinks. Everyone thought he was just going to release the classified information. Everyone thought he was going to go directly at them. And this is actually what the deep state wanted, because they love when you come directly at them. Just think about Kennedy. Just think about Reagan. Just think about all these individuals that went directly at the deep state. What happened to them? Well, there was an assassination attempt. So Trump, he knew that going directly at them wasn't going to work. Plus, the fake news wasn't going to cover the evidence that he'd be producing. But if he did it in another way, where he gets equal time on the networks because he's running for election and there's a trial going on and he's producing the evidence to defend himself, well, that's a little different, isn't it? But this reminds me of Post 619. This is January 27, 2018. And since we're talking about Hillary Clinton, George Soros, and Hussein Obama, down below it says, do you expect Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Hussein, etc. to stand in a public courtroom with potential crooked judges and tainted liberal juries? How do you defuse a bomb? Knowledge of which wires strings to cut. No, are they going to stand trial in their court system? No, remember, they created a court system. They created the court system so this way they're never convicted on anything. They always get off. Actually, if you look at Durham, he tested the court system. I do believe everything that we've seen and we see things happen, I do believe there are tests to see how the system works. Is it still that corrupt? Yes, it is. We can't have it this way. The military is the only way. And I do believe with the treasonous crimes that they've committed, the only way to try them is via the military. And remember, when all this information comes out, add on top of this crimes against humanity, crimes against children. I do believe that is really going to seal the deal in regards to Republican, Independent, Democrats, I mean the whole entire country. Because once you start to realize what they did to children, where they trafficked children, they trafficked women, they used them as sex slaves and everything else, the people are going to go, whoa, wait a minute. Now we've crossed the red line. Now we have a problem with these people. Now we're seeing something completely different. Yes, I didn't believe they were treasonous, but now I'm seeing this. Now it's all making sense. And I do believe this is all going to be introduced. And this is why we see the files for Prince Andrew. Well, they're not going to be released until 2065, meaning the Duke will not face scrutiny unless he lives to 105. Didn't they do this with almost everything else, like with COVID? The pharmaceutical companies didn't want to release their information for like 75 years. Oh, wait, the killing of Kennedy, they didn't want to release that information for hundreds of years. Actually, that's really what they're doing. They're just adding on years. And this is what they do. They hide all this information. Why? Because they don't want the information coming out about how he was working with Epstein, how he visited the island, and how he had sex with children. But I think this information is going to come out, and I do believe the timing is set up perfectly to actually bring down the entire system at the right moment. And coming out of the Wall Street Journal, we see that there are names that are now in Jeffrey Epstein's calendar. And these names, well, they're meetings with politicians, executives, and Epstein was asking for certain favors because I do believe they were blackmail bribe, because if you visited Epstein Island or maybe his townhouse or wherever he was living, he had cameras set up to capture everything that they were doing. So at this point, we can see that the information is going to be coming out. Politicians, executives, and many Hollywood people, we're going to see a lot of this information come out, and it's going to be very, very damaging at the moment, at the right moment, at the right time. And we can see it's building and building and building, one step at a time. Let the people digest it. Let the people understand who the criminals are. Let the people understand what treasonous crimes they've committed. Let the people see the documents. Let the people see the facts. And then you add on top of that over and over and over again, and you'll have the people on your side. Just like the people right now are on the side of Trump saying, listen, the borders are a complete and utter nightmare. And we can see that there are many different areas right now that are affected by the illegals coming in. And remember, these certain areas are like New York, Massachusetts, and many other places saying, no, we want an open country. We want the illegals to come in. Now, they're singing a completely different tune. And it seems that the Biden administration, they're going to be moving these illegals from New York out to New Jersey. And Representative Jeff Van Drew reacted to the reported plans by the Biden administration to send migrants to Atlantic City International Airport in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, and says, this is ridiculous. We can't support these people. We can't support and pay for all of this. He said the town has 50,000 people. Atlantic County can't do it. This town can't do it. This should never have happened. And he's absolutely right. And as you bring the illegals to all these different areas, the people now can see the truth. And the other thing that's very interesting, they keep telling us it's women, it's children. Yes, there are women and children coming into this country, but there's a lot more military age men coming into this country than there are women and children. Why is that? Because they need these individuals. Remember, these are their foot soldiers. These are their foot soldiers for the riots, the chaos. Remember, most of these individuals, they're not vetted. They're criminals. And they're coming over the border in droves. And Wokeness put this out on X and said, frail women and children seeking asylum? Nope. All fit military age males. Why do we allow this to go on? Well, once again, how do you clean this up very, very quickly? You allow the deep state to do what they do best. You allow them to bring them in, set them up, and when it's time for the riots, you know where they all are. And it's very, very easy to clean up. And what's very interesting is that Massachusetts right now, they're calling up the National Guard to cope with the illegals coming into their state. So Governor Maura Haley mobilized 250 members of the Massachusetts National Guard to help transport the latest wave of asylum seekers to shelters across the state. And now, it's funny, now they're bringing the National Guard in. Remember when Trump said, looked at all these riots happening in all these different cities and says, listen, I activated the National Guard. You want the National Guard? Oh, no, we don't need the National Guard. We like the burning. We like the looting. We like the killing. But look, you bring in a couple of illegals into these areas. Now they need the National Guard. So in these select cities right now, it's very interesting. It looks like the National Guard is going to be set up in these areas, which I find very, very interesting. The timing is very interesting also. Now, we can see that with everything that's going on here in the United States, the people are realizing that, yeah, we need a wall. The wall would stop a lot of these individuals. The border patrols would be able to secure the border. They'd be able to get to those areas where they're trying to either climb over the wall or do something. And it would give them some time, especially if you had drones and other things that protected the wall and protected the border. So the people are starting to understand this. Those people that rejected the wall, they're starting to realize, no, no, I think we need the wall now. And out in Israel, which is very, very interesting, we see there is many, many problems out in Israel. Andy Ngo put this out on X and said, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has announced plans to immediately deport African migrants after hundreds were involved in brawling and rioting in Tel Aviv over the weekend. He says a red line had been crossed by the infiltrators. So basically what they're going to do is they're going to build a wall to prevent the infiltration of these people into the country. So here we have country after country building walls to stop the infiltration into the country. Look what Soros has been doing in Europe. He's been bringing the illegals into all these countries in Europe. And the countries in Europe, they're starting to push back. And they're saying, we don't want all these people. They're destroying our economy. They're destroying our neighborhoods. And these people aren't vetted. Who are these people? Most of them are criminals. And we're seeing story after story where these individuals, they're attacking the citizens of the country. And I do believe the world now is waking up to this, and the world is rejecting it, especially here in the United States. The people, they're starting to see it with their own eyes, and they're saying this cannot happen. Even those people like in New York where they said, no, everyone's welcome. Well, it seems that nobody's welcome anymore because they don't want the people sleeping on the streets. They don't want the people using their resources, and they don't know who these people are, and they're committing crimes. And people now see it. They understand it. Sometimes you need to show the people. Now, the other thing that people are going to see is war. War is now building and building and building. And we're going to see the narrative continually build. And what's very interesting is that Zelensky right now, he removed the defense minister because he was plagued with corruption. So he brought in another individual who has strong ties to Erdogan, who's the prime minister of Turkey. And actually, are they just trading one corrupt person for another corrupt person? Most likely. And I think what Zelensky's trying to do is he's trying to change his image, saying, okay, I got rid of the corruption and now everything's fine in my administration. Well, is it really fine? I don't believe so. And the other thing that's very interesting is that the deep state players, they're going to be arming Ukraine with toxic depleted uranium munitions. So now the deep state, or the neo-Nazis, really that's what they are in Ukraine. The deep state is supporting neo-Nazis. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. They're using depleted uranium munitions. And these shells, which are designed to penetrate enemy armored vehicles, will be used by the U.S. M1 Abrams tanks that will begin arriving in Ukraine within the next several weeks. In March, the United Kingdom was first to announce it would give the controversial rounds to Ukraine for use in the British Challenger 2 tanks. While the United Nations Scientific Committee on the Effects of Atomic Radiation says the risk posed to civilians by the residue of depleted uranium rounds was not significant, a different study points to potential links between the ammunition and a variety of genuinely horrifying birth defects in Iraq. And this study was centered around a certain city in Iraq, which was attacked by the U.S. military in the early 90s and again in 2003 using depleted uranium. So anything that the deep state is saying that, oh, this is not going to harm you, don't worry about it, you know it's going to harm you. So what do you think Russia is going to do when they see this happen? They're going to hit back very, very hard. And you can see how they're trying to build the narrative. Actually, the deep state, they are becoming very, very desperate. And they're going to continually push Russia to the brink where they're going to blame everything that Russia is doing on Ukraine. But you have to remember, this is how the bullies work. They nudge, they push, they shove when no one's looking. And then all of a sudden they report on, oh my God, look what they did. They just attacked us out of nowhere. Why did they do this? But they didn't see that, hey, you're using depleted uranium. Hey, you didn't see that you're flying drones into Russia. Hey, you didn't see everything that they've been doing. All you see is the last part where Russia actually attacked the deep state players, Ukraine, in a way that they normally wouldn't attack. And I do believe the deep state is going to use this in the end to push us into World War III. And we could see that it's building and building and building. Right now, the UK is out there saying that Russia is continually cyber attacking the UK. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But first, Trump, he put out a truth. And he's referring to all the families that were killed in Afghanistan. He says, I love these great patriots and their families. And this should have never, ever happened. And everyone now blames the Biden administration, blames Biden, because he is responsible for what happened. Yes, he tried to point the finger everywhere else, but the Gold Star families, they understand who's responsible. The people of this country understand who's responsible. And he is responsible for all this, and not just him. There are many other people that have been working with him, instructing him, and they're all responsible. Remember, these are criminals at the highest level. They are traitors to this country, and you can see with everything that they do, you can see how they are traitors because they prove it every single time. Just like Fauci with this entire plandemic. Now people are learning that the vaccine is a bioweapon. They're learning that 6 feet apart is meaningless. They're learning that the masks didn't work. And once again, Fauci was roasted as a fraud and a liar. He was being interviewed on CNN. They were talking about the masks, and Fauci was trying to come up with solutions of why the masks actually work, but all the studies point to the opposite, that masks don't work. He actually even referenced, well, there are some studies that show that they do work. Well, let's see those studies. Can you name any of those studies? Because I hate when they say, oh, there are studies, and then they never say what the studies are. Remember, they have to prove it to us. If they want us to do anything in this country and they say, oh, it's deadly, this will protect you, well, prove it to me. Show me the peer-reviewed documentation. Show me that this will protect me. Because if you can't show me it's going to protect me, why the hell would I wear it then? If they told you, hey, by the way, this handkerchief, if you wear it around your head and you go into a radiation field, this is going to protect you, wouldn't you want peer-reviewed documentation showing that that handkerchief is going to protect you from radiation? Of course. Would you just walk into the radiation field? No, you wouldn't. Rand Paul put this out and said, Fauci admits that masks don't work for the public at large, but still absurdly claims masks work on an individual basis. More subterfuge. Buck Sexton put this out and said, Fauci confronted with most definitive data analysis possible that masks make zero difference against COVID. Not a little, not slight, zero. And he just mutters some numerical illiteracy bullshit about individual protection. He's a fraud and he's a liar. And let's see those goddamn studies. Are they peer-reviewed? No, that's why he doesn't produce them. That's why he doesn't want anyone to see them. He just talks. It's propaganda. That's what they do. The CDC never showed us any peer-reviewed documentation. It had nothing to do with science. It never had anything to do with science. Science is something that you continually repeat and you get the same results. So if you're telling us to stand 6 feet apart, show us that that works. Show us closing down a park works. Show us closing a school works. Show us that these things actually work. They can't. But they don't like to admit that they're wrong. But the people are finding out the truth. And now there are peer-reviewed documentation. And with each passing day, more and more evidence becomes available that shows that the massive amount of deaths that have been attributed to COVID, as well as the massive uptick in overall death rates, have been caused by the vaccine itself. And with more otherwise healthy people dropping dead day by day, the same experts who touted the safety and effectiveness of the mRNA jab are now issuing an urgent warning to anyone who has had COVID in the past 2 years. Researchers at the Washington University School of Medicine recently published a study, not peer-reviewed by the way, in the medical journal Nature that claims those who have been infected with the virus are at an increased risk of dying for up to 2 years following the illness. So wait a minute, you know all those unvaccinated people? You know all the people that never got vaccinated and they might have gotten COVID, maybe they had the flu, they thought they had COVID, and then they got better? Well, isn't this many years later? Shouldn't everyone be dying right now? No, what they're trying to do is they're trying to cover up for the vaccines. And this study that they put out, which is not peer-reviewed once again, what do you think is going to happen? Real scientists are going to come in, they're going to rip it apart and saying, okay, all these statistical information that they took, it doesn't work. And it's going to be debunked just like everything else. Remember when The Lancet came out with a study showing that hydroxychloroquine kills people. It damages your heart. It doesn't work. And they gathered all the statistical information from all over the world and they created this model. Well, that was debunked and it was all fake. They lied and they continue to lie. So they're trying to convince everyone that the vaccines aren't responsible for the deaths. They're trying to convince everyone that this study, which probably the pharmaceutical companies actually paid for, it's actually COVID that's causing all of this. And once again, it is a lie. But you know what's not a lie? Well, the peer-reviewed study that shows that vaccinated people are likely to have a higher risk of infection with the new COVID variant. That's interesting, isn't it? And according to the CDC's risk assessment summary for SARS-CoV-2, for BA286, well, there was a study that was done, which is peer-reviewed. The study was published on Open Forum Infectious Diseases, wherein the studies are fully peer-reviewed, and it shows that those people that are vaccinated, well, what happens? They are susceptible to infection than someone who is unvaccinated. So once again, all the conspiracy theorists were right again. And as more and more peer-reviewed documentation comes out, more studies come out, those conspiracy theorists are going to be proven right again. Look at it. I mean, the conspiracy theorists said masks don't work, 6 feet apart doesn't work, shutting down doesn't work, you don't have to give the bioweapon to the children. Actually, the bioweapon doesn't even work. All of it was a lie. They created a pandemic out of statistical numbers. They had a PCR test that never worked. Actually, the creator of the PCR test said it does not tell you if you have COVID. All you get is false positives. But that's what the deep state wanted. They wanted the false positives to push the case levels up. If you go back from the beginning, Hillary Clinton kept saying to Trump on her... Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. Data breaches are skyrocketing. Recently, over 2.6 million users of the popular app Duolingo had their personal details exposed. This exposed information leads to targeted attacks that allow hackers to gain access to your bank accounts and more. These sites, known as data brokers, publicly list and even sell the information. It's time to take control. Virtual Shield's industry-leading technology continuously scans and erases your data from these brokers and search engines like Google and Bing, ensuring you stay invisible in a world where your privacy is constantly under attack. Built right here in the USA and trusted by hundreds of thousands of people every day, Virtual Shield is your guardian in today's digital age. And the best part, no technical knowledge is needed. Simply sign up and Virtual Shield will guide you through the entire process, ensuring your online safety with ease. Try it for free for 30 days, plus get 50% off all paid subscriptions. There's even a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. Act now and visit virtualshield.com/x22 or click the link in the description. On her feed and Twitter, why don't we test? Why don't we test? Because they knew the test wasn't going to work. They knew the test was going to show false positives. They knew they needed the test to build the cases. They tried to throw the people into the nursing homes to build up the death rate, but that was shut down very, very quickly because the people saw exactly what was doing. So instead, they took a different route and they said, hey, if we just pay the hospitals to report that everyone has COVID, anyone that dies in the hospital that tests positive for COVID, we can build the death rate that way. And that's what they did. Can you imagine if there was no funding to the hospitals? What do you think the death rate of COVID would be? Probably close to zero. Actually, I think more people know people that are injured or passed away from the bioweapon than anything else today. And those people that thought they had COVID, you don't know if you did because the test didn't work. Most likely you had the flu. What happened to the flu numbers? Really think about all of this. The whole thing was a gigantic hoax. It was created to overthrow the United States government, to cheat in the election. It was created to usher in the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. It was created to depopulate the country and control them with a bioweapon, and that is the vaccine. That's what they really did. And the truth is coming out day after day. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is really good news, is now those individuals, the defendants in January 6th, they're going to be able to see the footage of the 2021 Capitol attack that the deep state actually created. And they're going to be able to use the video right now in their defense. So the policy will allow qualified individuals to view footage using terminals overseen by the committee, which became the steward of January 6th related materials in the 118th Congress, according to the Republican House rules. Starting this month, members of the media, personnel from select nonprofit organizations, those charged with crimes related to the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol, and people injured on that day will be able to request access. Recording of materials will be prohibited, and access will be subject to time restrictions, according to a statement by Representative Barry Loudermilk, who's the Oversight Committee and who's spearheading the effort. So people now will be able to refer to the videos, which I do believe we're going to see everything start to change right now. And the timing of this is absolutely amazing. But we could see the deep state players, they are now preparing for riots. And it looks like it has already begun. The Ohio police released body camera footage showing a police officer fatally shooting a pregnant black woman in her car. And basically, they went to her car. The police stood in front of the car. They tried to run over the police officer. The police officer shot the woman, and she passed away. Now we have Black Lives Matter out there, and they are now protesting. And basically, they're chanting, whose streets? Our streets. So it looks like BLM is now beginning their crusade because, oh, that's right, it's the 2024 election coming up, because that's what always happens. You don't hear from them until the presidential election. You heard them in 2016, you heard them in 2020, and now you're going to hear them in 2024. If you notice, BLM just disappears, then they come back. It's almost like COVID. It seems like they're on the same exact schedule, doesn't it? And that reminds me of post 4,535. This is June 28, 2020. It says, think BLM push every 4 years. Logical thinking. That's absolutely right. And you can see now that there is a pattern to the deep state. They do the same thing over and over and over. Why? Because they can't allow Trump to win the election. But this time around, it's going to be very, very different. This time around, Trump, the military, they're in control. And yesterday we showed you these Nazis that were out on the streets in Florida. And we've come to find out, even though the fake news and everyone else saying these are far right people, we've come to find out that these Ukrainian Nazis in Florida, because that's really what they are, these are the deep state foot soldiers. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But Laura Loomer put this out on X and said, Ukrainian Nazis are recruiting Nazis from Florida to fight in the Ukrainian war. One of the Nazis I caught on camera yesterday who was shouting slurs at me is a guy by the name of Kent McGlellan, who goes by the name Boneface, and his entire face is covered with tattoos. And yes, he was there. Kent Boneface McGlellan was arrested by the FBI in Florida for domestic terrorism in May of 2012. The FBI said he and others were preparing a terrorist attack against national minorities in Florida. He then fled to Ukraine to join the Right Sector, a creation of the CIA in 2014. Now, she says, I have exposed Ukrainian Nazis working with the CIA and FBI. Let me show you how this isn't a one-time thing. And let me show you how our government is working with Ukrainian neo-Nazis to instigate conflict in America and recruit for white supremacist movements, both domestically and internationally. So when you look at January 6th, there were Ukrainian Nazis there. They were causing the problem. And when you look, you can see that they were infiltrating January 6th. Actually, these are the foot soldiers of the deep state players. And yes, they were confidential human sources. I wouldn't be surprised if a lot of these were Ukrainian Nazis. We see Antifa there. We saw BLM there. And we saw the FBI and the Capitol Police all orchestrating all of this. So when you start to tie all of this together, you start to see a picture and you start to see, well, who are the real Nazis? Well, we know it's the Democrats. How do we know this? Well, very interestingly, that same neo-Nazi group that was marching around, a reporter asked Polhaus a question of who you were going to vote for in the election. Do you think he said Trump or Biden? Well, take a listen to what he said.
Christopher, there's a presidential race going on right now. Are you going to vote in 2024? What do you think is going to happen?
My vote is useless. I think Biden's better than Trump because he sends rockets to Ukraine.
in support of Ukraine, you mean?
Hell Ukraine. Hell Azov.
So the entire push to convince everyone that, oh, these are Trump supporters, the neo-Nazis are Trump people, well, he just blew that out of the water. And now they are screwed. Now people can see the truth. Yes, the fake news might say, oh, these are Trump supporters. Oh, look, they're carrying a Trump hat or they're wearing a Trump hat. They're carrying a Trump flag. But he just pretty much blew their entire narrative out of the water. And now people can see the truth, just like they see the truth about DeSantis. His entire campaign completely imploded on itself. Trump and the Patriots, they trapped the establishment to exactly where they wanted them. They have no way of getting any other candidate at this time. There is no place to put their money. Trump has the people. And even the founder of the DeSantis Super PAC, he went on News Nation and he dropped a bomb. He said, listen, I'm voting for Trump. DeSantis, He lacks the charm, the charisma, the discipline, being likable. He doesn't have it. I'm voting for Trump. Perfect timing, isn't it? Incredible. Trump, he trapped the establishment. Now, the guy who was running a super PAC defected and now is voting for Trump. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. It's like we're watching a movie. We're watching a show. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now, you can see, since the entire push to have Trump thrown off the ballots isn't working, they're taking a completely different approach. Now we have former U.S. Army prosecutor Glenn Kirshner. He thinks that it's time to revoke Trump's bail. So they want to basically revoke the bail, and they want to throw Trump into prison. Let's see how this all plays out. Remember, if they do this, Trump can still run for president for the presidency. Do you think if they put him in jail, do you think this is going to hurt him or help him? Just think of his mugshot. I mean, if you want the people on your side, what do? Well, you have the deep state do everything to you. You let the people see this, and the people go, holy crap, they're attacking their political opponent. Biden is attacking his political opponent. And we have the FBI, DOJ, and all these prosecutors helping him. This is what people are seeing, but this is part of the plan. This is the plan to reverse everything and have everything be shown to the people, the truth of who the real criminals are. But it had to happen to Trump first. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, has anyone checked the background of Fannie Willis, who lets murderers go free to roam the streets of Atlanta and kill, but waste time, energy, and money on Let's Get Trump, who has done nothing wrong? Rhino Governor Brian Kemp has lost control of violent crime in Atlanta and Fulton County as a whole. To walk the streets is a death sentence. It has never been worse. Yet, he wants to protect this incompetent prosecutor. Number one in violence per capita in U.S. Sad days for the great state of Georgia. And what's very interesting is that the New York Post put out an article about Fannie Willis and her father. And Fannie Willis, her dad, was a Black Panther who called cops an enemy. And what's very interesting, he also dated Angela Davis in the late 60s. She was the member of the Communist Party USA and in the 70s became the third woman ever to be placed on the FBI's most wanted list. And Davis was accused of involvement in kidnappings and murders related to the armed seizure of courthouse in Marin County, California. Later, she was acquitted, but she was a communist. So it's very interesting that they decided, and I do believe this is probably Soros, where he helped Fannie Willis get into this position, and she's following the communist track. And if you look around the country, this is exactly what Soros was doing. He was setting everything up. He needed his people in certain positions to actually change the country. But now the people are starting to find out, the people are starting to wake up, and the people are starting to realize what they've done here. But when you look at Georgia, you can see there was so much fraud going on. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it's not just Georgia. We can see it in many other states. And I do believe this is why, in the end, the Dominion machines, the mail-in ballots, the drop boxes, all of this is going to be pushed to the side, and we're going to be using paper ballots. Rasmussen Reports on X put this out and said, in my 20 years of experience handling ballots, I observed that the markings for the candidate on these ballots was remarkably uniform, perhaps even with a ballot marking device. My estimate in observing these ballots, approximately 98% constituted votes for Joe Biden. I only observed two of these ballots for President Trump. I was given several stacks of absentee ballots to count. The absentee ballots looked as though they had just come from a fresh stack. I could not observe any creases in the ballots and did not seem like they were ever folded and put into envelopes or mailed out. The marked bubbles for each candidate was filled in black ink perfectly within the circle. They looked like they'd been stamped. The majority of the mail-in ballots that I reviewed contained suspicious black, perfectly bubble markings for Biden. Many of the boxes of ballots had voted 100% for Biden, 0% for Trump. The ballots appeared to be perfectly filled out as if they were pre-printed with presidential candidate selected. They did not look like a person had filled this out at home. All of them looked alike. There were a lot of things we noticed that were not organic. The bubbles being filled in absolutely perfect. It was obviously not done by a human hand as though they were printed. A human being did not do that. And we could see that this is exactly what happened in many different areas. This is how they cheated. They had to bring in ballots. First, they had to stop the elections. They needed to count how many ballots they actually needed. Then they started to print them up, and they brought them in, and they fed them into the machines. That's how they cheated in all these places. This is why we need to get rid of all of this. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they have now countered their plan to cheat. Because if we just go back to paper ballots and we have the military control the counting, we have a free, transparent election and we have the absolute truth. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, "The crooked Joe Biden campaign has thrown so many indictments and lawsuits against me that Republicans are already thinking about what we are going to do to Biden and the communists when it's our turn. They've started a whole new banana republic way of thinking about political campaigns. So cheap and dirty. But that's where America is right now. Be careful what you wish for." And Trump, he's letting everyone know everything that they're doing to him, he's going to do to them. But it's going to be a lot worse because they're the ones who actually committed the crimes. They're the ones who are treasonous. And the people are going to find this out. And the people are going to start to realize that this country has been taken over. They are dictators. They are a tyrannical government. They are traitors to the Constitution. And there are people that have seen this before. Actually, Trump, he put this out on Truth. It shows a woman explaining in China how they took over the country, and it's happening here. And Trump said it's a must watch, so take a listen to what she says.
Through the most brutal communist regime in China, and I witness a lot, and now I will count. One of the darkest moments that I witnessed is the day when the former president of the United States was indicted and mugshot in Georgia prison. I have to say, I think America is quickly becoming a communist country, and our rule of law has been turned into what Marxists called proletarian dictatorship. The party in power is after its political oppositions. And it's not just the president, but people like activists, and they are now in jail. They are political prisoners in the free yes. country of United States.
So there's a lot of people who really don't like Donald Trump. They hate him for a lot of reasons. What's your message to them? Because they seem gleeful about this, but what's the warning to people who maybe don't like Donald Trump, would like to have him not be the next president? Why is what is happening actually bad for them too?
Yeah, I have a word for them. Forget about Donald Trump. Party in power is abusing their power and going after any oppositions. Now it's Donald Trump, now it's MAGA, but eventually it's everybody, because communist regime would not tolerate any opposition, any dissenting voices. So they're coming after all of us, including those who are cheering and now for Trump's indictment, mm-hmm. and they think they are on the winning team. They're not. We are all will become victims if we let them succeed.
So what's the message for what we should do now as Americans, and maybe even what should conservatives do, as they're the ones who are right now feeling like their point of view, their side is being persecuted?
Learn a little bit of history yes. and learn a little bit of Cultural Revolution. What's happening here is a repeat. Only when people understand the history and the nature of what's going on, where they wake up. We are dealing with communism. We are dealing with Marxism, who want to transform our country into a dictatorship.
Yeah, you know, Xi, one place people can get started.
And that is exactly what we're seeing in this country. So people have seen this in other countries. They're trying to do it here in America. And what Trump has done, he's accelerated, he exaggerated, he amplified it so you can see exactly what they're trying to do. And for those people, they're seeing it firsthand. They might not understand it in the beginning. They might say, wow, why is this happening? But they see it. And as time goes on, they start to look for information. Why is this happening? Why do I see this? Just like during COVID, people started to wake up in droves. People started to do research. People said, this doesn't sound right. There's something wrong. This is why the entire population didn't get the bioweapon, because there was an awakening. People said, no, I'm not doing this until I find out more information. It not just happened here in the United States, but it happened around the world. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, The fake indictments and lawsuit against me, 8 of them, all come out of Biden campaign for the purpose of election interference. This is their new way of rigging the election, and it won't hold up. The fascists and Marxists are destroying our once great country, but we will win and make America great again. And then Trump, he put out a video. This was on August 31st, 2023. And he said, it's time for the Republicans to do something. He's calling for an eye for an eye. And when he was younger, he actually was being interviewed. And he says, you know, I do believe in an eye for an eye. And I do believe Trump, he gets back at people in a different way that most people do. Most people get angry. Most people yell. Most people go directly at their enemy or those people that are attacking them. Trump is not maneuvering in this way. He's going about it in a different way because he needs to wake the population up. He needs to show the population what a dictatorship looks like, what a tyrannical government looks like, and he needs the attacks to happen to him because those people that are awake, those people that are thinking logically, they're going to see this. The other people that don't see it, they're going to be cheering the deep state on, saying, yes, let's get Trump. Trump wants this. He's using the publicity to turn the things, everything around to prove that they are the treasonous ones. And the networks have to give him equal time. And the people are going to see this as they watch. It's going to be the trial of the century. Now, we know as this happens and as this information gets out there, the deep state, they're going to start to push the riots. Because once Trump shows the documentation that they cheated in the election, that Biden never won the election, they overthrew the United States government, they overthrew the duly elected president, the deep state, they're going to push back. I do believe we're going to see probably the spring, summer of riots, because as this information gets out there, they're going to need distractions. We might even see a funeral. We might see riots. We might see many different things happen. And as we approach the election, they are seeing this incredible movement, and the movement is growing. And actually, Donna Brazile actually admits that there's a movement. It doesn't make sense. Every time he gets indicted, more and more people come to his side. The reason why they don't understand this is because they never understood the American people. They don't care about the American people. They are not part of the American culture. They've been brainwashed into thinking something completely different. This is why they can't comprehend it. But Dan Scavino, he put this out and said, I agree with Donna for the first time since I got into this ugly world of politics. And yes, there is a movement, but not the way she thinks. Now, since there is this movement and they could see that the people are with Trump, what are they going to do? They're going to have to shut down the elections because is COVID going to work? No, the people are going to push back on that. Are they going to be able to get the mail-in ballots, drop boxes? No, they will have to go down. They'll have to go down a different route. They'll have to try something different. And we can see that narrative is now building. Right now, the Independent put this out and said, Russian cyber attacks relentless as threat of World War III grows. So an attack on security firm Zaun, which holds information on military sensitive sites, has been described as serious and of huge concern. Cyber attacks by the UK's enemies are becoming relentless as we enter a new era of global conflict. It comes after Russian hackers allegedly acquired top secret security information on some of the country's most sensitive military sites, including the HMNB Clyde nuclear submarine based on the west coast of Scotland and the Portendown Chemical Weapons Lab. And they're saying that they are relentless and the attacks most likely are coming from Russia. So they're basically building up the narrative that we're going to be hit with a cyber attack. And it's not just going to be the United States. They're talking about the world. Remember, the World Economic Forum told everyone that they're predicting a cyber attack in 2 years. In 2020 or so, 2021, I do believe, they had a simulation of a cyber attack, just like they had a simulation of COVID in 2019, which means they're going to use this. I do believe they're going to use this to try to stop the elections. They don't want the elections happening. They want to use war as a distraction, but I don't believe that this is going to work. I don't believe they're going to have the ability to stop the elections. Actually, during World War I, World War II, the elections were never stopped. And I know that Trump, from the documents that we've been reading, CISA and everything else, we know that there are backup plans in place for backup poll books and paper ballots. And I do believe that's exactly where this is headed. And yes, after the elections, the deep state, they're going to reject the results. They're going to say there's no way that he won. And since he's the president-elect, what's going to happen? They're going to try to bring us to war. And Trump, as the president-elect, what is he going to do? He's going to defuse the whole thing. He's going to usher in peace. And the people are going to see this. They're going to see the Biden administration pushing war. They're going to see the fake news pushing war. They're going to see Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest all saying that we must go to war. Your children must die for us. And Trump is going to say, no, it doesn't have to be this way. And I do believe there's going to be leaders around the world calling on him to actually broker peace. And this is going to counter everything the deep state is going to try to do. Remember, leading up to all this, if you really think about the 16-year plan is about destroying the economy. What do you think is going to happen as we approach the elections? They're going to destroy the economy. Is this going to work in the favor of Trump or the deep state? It's going to work in the favor of Trump. Why? Because the Biden administration this entire time has been telling us the economy's strong. So when they destroy the economy, thinking that they're going to have war to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and to have mass depopulation, Trump, once again, just like he did with COVID, he's going to counter all of this, and they're not going to get what they need. They're not going to have war, which means their leverage is gone, which means the Patriots have the leverage. Let me just go back to post 2094. This is September 5th, 2018. Down below, it says military law versus criminal law. Think executive order 13848. Think Hillary Clinton panic. Do you believe in coincidences? You have more than you know. And yes, I do believe in the end, everyone's going to know. And we're going to see that, listen, the courts are corrupt. We can't have this trial done in D.C. with the Department of Justice or any other place. What we're going to see is that since they are treasonous, they attacked the country, they overthrew the United States government, they had an insurrection, there must be military trials because they did this under military occupation because they had the insurrection. So it looks like we're heading down this path. And Dan Scavino, he put out a video and it's an inspirational speech of, we're here, we knew it was going to be tough, but we're going to win in the end. And actually this is looks like a coach talking to his team. Take a listen to this message because it resonates with what we've been going through.
God gave me a word long before this, but he's been holding it. Because it's not about them. This is about us. This has nothing to do with the team that's opposing us. This is about us. This ain't got nothing to do with the naysayers, the unbelievers, the haters, the doubters. This is about us. When we started this journey, we told you it was going to be trying. It was going to be tough, but you endured because it's about us. That man next to you is a miracle. That man next to you is a believer. That man next to you is a go-getter. That man next to you is a dog. That man next to you is somebody who wants this thing. That man next to you is somebody who believes. That man next to you is somebody that got to have it today. We ain't got tomorrow. We got now. We ain't got next. We got now. We ain't coming no more.
We here. We here.
My theme music.
Now, the entire plan that the Patriots set up is now coming full circle. And now the deep state players, the fake news and the rest, they're now on trial in the court of public opinion. Soon, they're going to be on trial with Trump in 2024, where Trump is going to prove that these people overthrew the United States government, overthrew the duly elected president. They cheated in the election, they caused the insurrection, and these people are treasonous. And once Trump is elected once again, these individuals are going to be on trial, and they're going to be on trial in military tribunals. And the deep state right now, they are doing exactly what the Patriots want. The country's waking up. The people are seeing every single piece of the puzzle all come together. Those people that aren't awake, they're going to be waking up. And as we approach the elections, as we go through war, as they see the riots, as they see all this pick up, more and more people are going to wake up and the people are going to understand. All you need to do is show the people the truth. And that's all Trump is going to do. You can believe it, not believe it, accept it, not accept it. It makes no difference. The truth will always stand tall. The truth will always beat propaganda. People might not accept the truth in the very beginning because the truth is hard. But in the end, as time goes on, people will. But the majority, I do believe, will accept the truth because it's based in fact. And that's all you need. You just need the majority. You don't need every single person. You just need the majority to understand. And then you can take that majority and you can use it against a deep state. And this is exactly what Trump has been doing. His greatest weapon from the very, very beginning has been truth. As he continually tells the truth, more and more people go to his side. As the liars continually lie to the people, they lose the people. And that's what Trump has set up. And Trump is winning. The Patriots are winning. The people are winning because of this. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.